AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A breakdown at a substation is blamed for the massive power outage that hit much of downtown San Francisco. Pacific Gas and Electric Vice President Barry Anderson.
We had an equipment failure, a catastrophic failure of one of our circuit breakers. When the circuit breaker failed, it created a fire around the breaker. The insulation around the breaker burned.
Fire and rescue crews had to free people trapped in elevators in a number of buildings. Nearly 90,000 customers were without power for much of the day. The company hopes to have everyone back online by 5 p.m. Pacific time. President Trump says he will roll out a massive tax cut plan next week. Here's a story from Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
As part of a tax reform package, the president tells the AP individuals and businesses will get cuts he says will be bigger, I believe, than any tax cut ever. He did not give details, but hours later at the Treasury Department said the package will be unveiled soon.
We'll be having a big announcement on Wednesday having to do with tax reform.
At Treasury, the president was signing plans to look at and possibly take apart some Obama administration tax and financial regulations, including simplifying a tax code he says is simply mystifying for many Americans.
People can't do their returns. They have no idea what they're doing. They're too complicated.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In an interview with the Associated Press, Trump also says young immigrants protected by executive action from deportation should rest easy. Nearly 800,000 people who were brought to the U.S. as children and are living in the country illegally qualify for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. They've been dubbed Dreamers. Trump says his administration is not after the Dreamers, we're after the criminals. This is AP Radio News. Shoppers will soon say goodbye to another retail chain. Warren Levinson has a story.
The California-based women's wear chain Bebe is the latest victim of the nationwide shrinkage in brick and mortar retailing. It says it will close all its stores in the United States by the end of next month. Bebe had said earlier it would close 21 stores and explore options for the rest. It has more than 130 American locations and sells its own branded clothing in other stores. Bebe joins a long list of specialty retailers cutting back or closing altogether. Department stores are also feeling the pinch, with Macy's and JCPenney among those shuttering locations. Warren Levinson, New York.
An off-day dirt bike accident lands San Francisco Giants ace left-hander Madison Bumgarner on the disabled list for the first time in his career. Team says Bumgarner was hospitalized overnight in Denver with bruised ribs and a sprained joint in his pitching shoulder. The team says Bumgarner is scheduled to be reevaluated next week. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.